When the church celebrates a feast like this, you see, as I said, it's a mystery. It's what theologians would call a theandric act, theos and anir. See, it's a work of a God-man. And what is the depth of this act? What is going on here? And Jesus, our Lord, risen from the dead, is forever the one who was presented in the temple. When we die and get our bodies back and are divinized by the Holy Spirit and live in heaven, we will be forever the ones who did X, Y, Z, the ones who were forgiven, L-O-M-N-O-P. You see, our humanity, risen from the dead, just doesn't mean we get our physicality back. It means our whole past is risen from the dead, and we are forever the one who was. Jesus is the same. Jesus is forever the one who healed the blind man. Jesus is forever the one who was presented in the temple. Now, why do we stop and think about this and pray about this? Because from his humanity at this moment flows the grace of that mystery. It's special. That's why, you know, we have mysteries of the rosary. We celebrate, we meditate. You see, it's to have our spirits be touched by Jesus Christ under this aspect of his whole infinite mystery. That's why the church, when we celebrate, takes these readings. We have the first one from Malachi, the promise, the Lord himself will come to his temple. That's exactly what happened. And Mary, Israel, brings Jesus, the Messiah, the very eternal Son of God, to the temple. And God enters his temple. And the old man, Israel, sees it. He's a prophet. It's very interesting when you get a chance to read this text yourself. The first paragraph, three times, mentions the law of Moses. How observant they were. How obedient they were. They are Israel. When we come to the next paragraph, how many times is mentioned the Holy Spirit? Now it's new. The new law is the Holy Spirit. Because this new law dwells in us, moves us, purifies us. And so three times we hear about, or twice rather, see, the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. So he takes this child in his arms and he sees the salvation of the world. He's a prophet. He sees this. And he holds this child up and he praises God. You know, the last prayer we say every night, we priests were obliged to it, lots of other people do it, is this prayer. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. My eyes have seen the salvation you promised to Israel. And this is a light to the revelation of all the world and the glory of your people, Israel. The glory of Israel is God incarnate, Jesus Christ. That's the glory of Israel. God gave the world its Messiah through Mary, the woman, Israel. So you see, that's why we stop and ponder these scriptures. Why? Because our spirit is meant to be in touch with this reality, and that's a work of the Holy Spirit. That's a contemplative act. But every baptized person is a contemplative by nature. There was a time in the church, about a century or so ago now, a little more maybe, yeah, some more, when people were saying, mystics, they're special. There's something special has to happen to them. And there was a very great theologian, Father Garrigou Lagrange. I used to go to confession to him when I lived in Rome. Reginald Garrigou Lagrange. He was a Dominican. And he said, this is false teaching. Contemplative prayer is the natural outgrowth of a baptized life. People should be impregnated. Their spirit should be filled with the knowledge of the living God, which is what's been promised to us. And to ponder these realities of the life of Jesus Christ is an endless source of blessing and grace for us. So today, we have this feast called, as I mentioned, in the Greek church, it's called Epaphanti. It's the feast of the meeting. You see, the Savior comes in his own temple and he's met by Israel in Simeon, carried there by his own mother. It's a meeting. So what does that mean? It's a day we pray for the meeting between the Savior and this whole poor world. And it's the day we should experience in our own lives to take the time, turn off the radio, forget that stuff, and get a hold of this text and read it. This text will create in you a living knowledge of this mystery of the presence of God to his people, a light to the nations and the glory of Israel. We are meant to be blessed this day.